I saw that Mr. Gamara. I remember being fascinated.
Okay, good evening, everyone. So we are in the midst of discussing the halachas of Suda Shabbos. So I wanted to mention a few pertinent halachas. We spoke about the benching. Now let's go back into the Suda. So there's a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. And that mitzvah, I believe I mentioned once, is any Suda, even if you have more than the requisite number of Sudos. You know, not only if you have the Shalosh Sudos with bread, which is advisable, but even if you have a fourth or a fifth Suda over Shabbos, for whatever reason. So there's a mitzvah always to begin with Lecha Mishnah. On the other hand, if you don't have Lecha Mishnah, you're still allowed to eat, and you still have a mitzvah to eat bread. Now, there's Lecha Mishnah, Lecha Tchila, means two whole challahs or two whole rolls or two whole matzahs. The Lecha Tchila, they're both shleimim, but really the din of being shalem and the din of Lecha Mishnah are not one and the same. So that the halacha said, the poskim say, let's say you don't have anything whole. All you have is a bag of sliced challah, okay? You realize Friday night when you're bringing out the challah, or Shabbos Friday afternoon, when it's too late to go to the store, or too late to bake. Maybe we'll talk about that at one point, about baking challah, but whatever it is, you realize all you have is sliced challah. Maybe the store by mistake gave you bags, or you picked up by mistake bags of sliced challah. So nothing is shalim, just slices. So it's still proper to make the bracha over two slices. Take two if you don't have, or if you all, if he has a started challah, take a whole and a started, or even two started. Use two. It was a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, because Lecha Mishnah is connected the mon, which fell double on Erev Shabbos, so that they didn't have to do malacha to collect the mon on Shabbos. So the inyan of two is separate from the inyan of shalem. So yeah, now of course Lecha Tchila should be a shalem, but it doesn't preclude the idea of using two. In fact, there are poskim that say, and this I think would be halacha lemaisa, that if you don't have any shalem, all you have is, you have a few challahs, they're all started. So, or not a few, excuse me. You have one challah, and it's started. So cut it in half before, when you're setting up, before you go wash, cut it in half in advance. If it's a shalim mamish, it's probably better to leave it as a shalim. But if it's in any way not a shalim, so cut it in half before you go wash, so that you can have lecha and mishnah, and you come back to the table, and you make hamotzi over two, even though the two was just... You created it. You made it into two with that. That's fine. Okay. Now, from the Lecha Mishnah. So, typically, if there's a family, or if you're eating at a suda where one person, very often, if you're eating at a suda, even if it's not at home, the one person will make the bracha over the Lecha Mishnah, and then distribute challah, distribute from that. In other words, everyone has the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, but that doesn't mean that you have to personally have two challahs or rolls in front of you. If there is one person that has Lecha Mishnah in front of them, and they make the bracha and they're motzi you, this is the way it's brought Lecha Tchila, that if you're not making the bracha yourself of Lecha Mishnah, so you should be yotzei with the bracha of whoever whoever does have the Lecha Mishnah. So let's say the head of the household, the father, or the head of the husband, whatever it is, will make the bracha over the two challahs, and have you in mind, have everyone else in mind, and everyone answers amen, and then they get a piece of challah from that Lecha Mishnah. Some there have a minhag, it is brought down a secondary minhag, that everyone makes their own bracha, even though they don't have Lecha Mishnah, but when they get a piece from the Lecha Mishnah, then they make a bracha over that. Now, that's not the Iker Minug, because then if you're making a bracha over that, so why does it help me? What's the Mila? What's the advantage that it came from Lecha Mishnah? I mean, it came from Lecha Mishnah, but I'm making a bracha over it now, when all this is one piece of one Kazayas Sechala, one piece of Chala in front of me. It's not Lecha Mishnah at all at this point. If I'm being yotzi with the other person's bracha, then I was yotzi. It's ke'ilu I made the bracha over the Lecha Mishnah. So therefore, it says that way is the preferred way. But the other way is brought that in. So if someone's family, for whatever reason, has such a minug, then can't say it's incorrect. Cannot say it's incorrect, and you could do it that way. Now it is brought that lechatchila when the someone's distributing the lechem mishnah, whoever made the bracha, that he give each person the kezayis from the lechem mishnah. That is the preferred method, and you don't have to use just one of the challahs. You could use both of them, to help you accomplish that. Now it does say that typically, in most cases, the person will just cut up one challah initially. Let's say they probably at the average situation, one challah is sufficient to give everybody a kezayis. It's not really that large, but and especially if you know you're having a lot of guests, so you will probably have a larger challah. But okay, so what I was going to say is that it is brought that it's a Friday night, the one that is distributed should be the bottom one. In other words, the challah should be situated one on top of the other, not one next to the other, but at least b'shas the bracha, they should be one on top of the other. And Friday night, the one that should be cut up originally and distributed is the bottom one. Shabbos day and Shalosh Shudis or Yom Tov, any of the meals, it's the top one. It's just an Inyan Al Pi Kabbalah. It's Al Pi Kabbalah, but it's brought in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch that the bottom one is the one that should be used, should be cut up initially on Friday night. And now, however, presents a little bit of a halachic dilemma because there is a rule that Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. If you have two items in front of you, which either one could be used for a mitzvah, it's proper to use the one that's closest to you. You're not supposed to bypass one thing and go to another thing. So if you have two challahs in front of you, one's on top of the other, technically the halacha would require that you cut and distribute the top one. You use that for the original mitzvah. But here it says, Al Pi Kabbalah, you should use the bottom one. So what the poskim say to do in order to that you shouldn't fulfill the Kabbalah and violate the halacha is one of two things. But one way would be to situate it that the bottom one is closer to you. In other words, you have one on top of the other, but have the top one set back a little bit so that the bottom one is protruding towards you, meaning the one who's making the bracha, the one who's making the bracha and cut it up. So when he's holding it, it's protruding towards him. Or any way of basically accomplishing the same thing, that when he takes the challah in his hands, he should hold the bottom one closer to him. Now, we know the challahs are covered in advance. During Kiddush, the challah should be covered. And there are a number of reasons for that. Zecher Laman, the man was covered with dew, was covered on the top and the bottom. That's why we have some sort of cover on the bottom, whether even if it's just the tablecloth or the challah board, and then you have a challah cover or a napkin or something on top. Another reason is that during Kiddush specifically, the challah should be covered because typically if you're going to have wine and you're going to have bread, you should be making the bracha over the bread before the wine. That's the halachas, brachas requires that. And here you're not doing that. You're taking the wine and making kiddush over the wine and making the bracha on the wine, and putting making the bread wait. So we cover the bread. It says that we cover the bread. It says shelo yira hapas bashto. The pas shouldn't be embarrassed or humiliated by the fact that you're not using it, even though it's technically further up on the list before wine when it comes to brachos. So you cover the challah during kiddush, but after kiddush, when you sit down or the husband sits down to make the amotzi, so there it's not so pasha that they should still be covered. There are different shitas about that, but it's certainly not inappropriate if at that point, he has the challahs in his hands and the cover is at least, partially off, if not completely off. There are different minhagim how to do it, but it's certainly seems appropriate that it should be at least partially off. Now, when I say hands, it does say anytime you make a bracha hamotzi, whether it's the Shabbos meals with lechem mishnah or whether it's any meal during the week, you're supposed to hold the bread in your hands. Anytime you make a bracha on any food, you're supposed to hold it in your hands or on a fork or a spoon if it's that's the way of eating it. But you're supposed to have, you know, if you're having soup, so you should have a spoonful of soup in your hand and make the bracha when it's, you know, ready, drinkable, not too hot, and etc. So by challah as well, you should have your hands, but it says not just to have your hands on it, but it says all 10 fingers. When you make a bracha on bread, anytime on bread, you should have all 10 fingers on the bread for a few different reasons. One of them is that the Berachas HaMotzi has 10 words in it. One is that there are 10 mitzvahs, which from the time that you plant till the time that you are ready to have bread, there are 10 mitzvahs involving the mitzvahs of the field of peah and not planting kalayim. And there are 10 mitzvahs involved in the agricultural world and beyond till you actually eat the HaMotzi. And there are other reasons brought. I think the pasuk poseach es yadecha umasbia, is that 10 words? Poseach es yadecha umasbia lechol. No, that's not 10 words. There's something else. There's some other 10. This escapes me right now. But anyway, he says you should have all 10 fingers on the bread when you make the bracha. So, you know, the person making the bracha will be holding it, will be holding the challahs in his hands with, you know, all 10 fingers on the bread. And he could hold it in such a way that the bottom challah, the one that he's going to make the bracha on, is closer to him. And okay, but again, that's only Friday night. Friday night, Shabbos day, any of the meals, and a Yontif meal, even the night meal, if it's not Friday, then it doesn't apply. Then you just make the bracha and cut. You make the bracha and use and cut initially and distribute the taplin. But getting back to what I was saying is there's nothing wrong with distributing both. I mean, right on the spot, if there are enough people there that you need both, especially if you want to be able to give everyone a kazayas, so go ahead and do that and cut. You can cut both of them and distribute the challah that way, and everybody will be, let's say, in the preferred manner. I'll just mention very briefly, whenever you eat bread and you're having then other things, it's always proper to eat a kazayas also right away before being mafsik. The chatchili should eat a kazayas before you talk, if you talk after you took one bite, so you don't have to repeat HaMotzi. But in order to make the bread an ikker, to make it a chashiv enough that the rest of the food is tough, you're not making a bracha on the meat and the soup and the vegetables and the kugel and the fish. So because the it's like ikker of a tuffel, the bread is the ikker, the rest is tuffel. So to make it a real ikker, l'chadchili should have a kazayis right away. L'chadchili, if you didn't, again, you still don't make brachas and everything else. But l'chadchili should eat a kazayis right away. So by lechemus, you should get a kazayis preferably. But even if you didn't, if you can, if there's the challah is cut then afterwards and there's available challah to take or whatever it is, it's best to eat a kazayis before being mafsik, before speaking. Okay. Take care. Be well. Have a good Shabbos. And we'll continue. Be'ezus Hashem. Oh, so it's Sunday night. I'm not positive I'll be able to give the shir. Sunday night is the Taras Chaim's dinner, and it may interfere with my ability to give the shir. I don't know for sure. So you'll forgive me if you do tune in and I'm not there. I apologize. I may be there, but I may not. And if not, we'll have to continue Monday. Take care. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.